Lesson 4, the pronunciation of consonants different in Polish accent from standard American English. Let's start with the R, which is sort of halfway in between extremes for this Polish accent. In some Slavic accents, Russian, for example, you'll hear a great rolled R by some speakers. Others, in other parts of Eastern Europe, you hear almost a retroflexed R of American. Polish R is sort of halfway between. It is occasionally sounding like R, R with a R sound, but usually it takes one single tap of the tongue against the alveolar ridge. So rather than red rose, you would have red rose, that slight tap, truck, crime, not crime, but crime, that slight tap against palate, brilliant. And the sentence with R in initial position, Rick rode the rapids down the Red River. Rick rode the rapids down the Red River. Looking at endings, ER ending, singer for singer, runner. That slight tap, you don't want to do runner, no real sense of rolling R's. Player, helper. The runner staggered into the water, then became a swimmer. The runner staggered into the water, then became a swimmer. Once more a reminder, keep the resonance focus, that point between the front of the cheeks near the corners of the mouth. The when it's at the beginning or middle of a word, will sometimes change almost to an air vowel stem. Earth. Worst. You don't want to go all the way to worst with a hard roll. It's going to sound Scottish. Perfect. Word. Slight tap after the air. First thing is to search the world for a perfect curve. First thing is to search the world for a perfect curve. The ear, jeer. Career. Tears. Again, not tears and not tears. Tears, just that slight soft tap. I'm sincere about wanting the deer to appear this year. I am sincere about wanting the deer to appear this year. Air. Where? Therefore. Again, with the stress on the word, we'll go upward slightly. Barely. He carefully paces fair, but he can't bear to walk up the stairs. Oor. Poor. Cure. Sure. I can endure a long tour if I'm sure we are secure. The R sound. Cart. Army. Charming. Don't roll too much, not charming. He disembarked from the car after parking at the cargo hatch.
He disembarked from the car after parking at the cargo hatch.
And finally, the OR sound, the OR. Now, sometimes this will actually go a little bit closer to an O stem.
Before, before.
Support.
Support.
Implore.
Implore.
Corner.
Corner.
The Concorde roared forth, pouring out exhaust.
The Concorde roared forth, pouring out exhaust. Be careful, especially in the Slavic, in the Polish sound, not to let a great deal of R come in, not to let a great deal of R come in like this. That would usually be too much for the type of accent that you're trying to do. Those who do not know how to roll R's need not worry, because it is not really a rolled R here. Other consonant sounds, in particular TH, which is not going to be D and T as it is in some other Slavic and European languages, but this will be a harder TH, voiceless, thin, thin. Thick, tick, thorough,
taro,
not taro or tick, but taro.
Thoughtful theologians thank God through prayer.
Thoughtful theologians thank God through prayer. It's almost a TH is possible for a Slavic speaker.
Thin people think dieting is thoroughly unnecessary.
Thin people think dieting is thoroughly unnecessary. Just hit the tongue, press the tongue harder against the teeth.
At the end of the word, wrath.
Wrath.
Teeth.
Teeth. It's almost closer to T than teeth.
Eighth.
Eighth.
Path.
Path.
The voiced TH. This.
This.
There.
There.
Thus.
Thus.
Therefore.
Therefore.
They played around with this and that.
They played around with this and that.
There's a day left before they go to the country.
There's a day left before they go to the country.
And at the end, lathe.
Lathe.
Blithe.
Blithe.
Soothe.
Soothe. The last feature is in final consonants. If these consonants are what is called voiced in Slavic, as in other Eastern European languages, tend to turn to a voiceless consonant. For example, final B being P.
Tribe.
Tribe.
Robe.
Rope.
Grab.
Grab.
Sober.
Sober. Even in between vowels. This is not as hard a switch to voiceless as would be in German or Russian or Yiddish, but is still quite a specific switch.
The members of the tribe began to sob.
The members of the tribe began to sob.
The G to K. Rag.
Rack.
Rig.
Rick.
Sag.
Sack.
Drag.
Drack.
The pig did a jig when the tag in his ear hit a snag.
The pig did a jig when the tag in his ear hit a snag.
Keep the same resonance. Don't go to the German resonance. The pig did a jig when the tag...
Keep it a little further back and looser, as we've done.
ING tending to be INK. Singing.
Sinking.
Ringing.
Ringing.
Buying.
Buying. My loving daughter is growing up and moving away.
My loving daughter is growing up and moving away.
The final D to a T. Head.
Hit.
Planned.
Plant.
Blend.
Blent.
Spend.
Spent.
Blizzards cause many colds, so the parade was cancelled.
Blizzards cause many colds, so the parade was cancelled.
Remember, if double voiced consonant is at end, like blizzards,
blizzards,
the Z becomes DS.
V to F,
grave,
grave,
save,
safe,
silver,
silver.
Grieved.
Grieved.
There will be grave consequences to the native olive groves.
There will be grave consequences to the native olive groves.
Z to S. Noise.
Noise.
Tries.
Tries.
Repose.
Repose.
Frequently, of course, this is spelled with an S, but in English pronounced Z. The bulldozer made so much noise that Edward's repose ended.
The bulldozer made so much noise that Edward's repose ended.
The Z to SH. Garage.
Garage.
Vision.
Vision.
Collision.
Collision.
The loge of the television studio gave an illusion of confusion.
The loge of the television studio gave an illusion of confusion.
J becomes ch. Voyage.
Voyage.
Courage.
Courage.
Judgment.
Judgment.
Budgerigard.
Budgerigard.
Don't nudge the judge over the edge of the ridge.
Don't nudge the judge over the edge of the ridge. Go over these several times in context, and we will review them in the coached drill. But for now, that is the end of the lesson on pronunciation of consonants in the Polish accent.